The indie farming hit Stardew Valley, where stylish pixel graphics will hook you as you build your perfect farm, is just one of the excellent titles available to play now on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Naomi Jackson.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, we're packed with Aussie news. Hollow Knight's Silksong breaks the internet at launch. Aussie devs group up for a big showcase. And Nuclear Throne's Rami Ismail is back with a new game called Australia Did It. Here's the news for Sunday, 7th of September. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
Now, I hope you didn't stay up late for Silksong like some of the Sifter team did, because Hollow Knight Silksong's release crashed basically everything the minute it was meant to happen. Made by a tiny team in Adelaide, the game was due to release on the 4th, but demand was so great that players crashed online PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo, and PC stores trying to buy it. There are reports that some stores, such as Steam, took around 2 hours to recover. I was writing the script for this episode that night, and I was very confused why I couldn't get into Steam, and then I remembered why.
Interestingly, Silksong wasn't ever put up for pre-order, meaning everyone wanting to buy it had to turn up to stores at the same time, making for inevitable traffic. I mean, if I was releasing a game, I'd want it to crash the internet, so you can't get better news than that. After the sites were finally working again, Silksong's concurrent player numbers skyrocketed to over 500,000 players on Steam, so that gives you an idea of just how many people were queuing to buy the long-anticipated game.
I have not, but I'm looking forward to seeing what Kyle's reaction to Silksong, because he's been waiting for a very long time for that game.
The Oz Indie Showcase on Friday night was an iconic hour-long preview of some amazing upcoming Aussie games. My standout pick for the night as a huge brick-building fan was Polybricks. In Polybricks, you build brick sets, brick by brick, and it looks super relaxing. You can even design your own brick sets and build sets together with friends online.
The upcoming game Trash got a brand new trailer. Bring trash to life with your friends in this multiplayer game where you can craft different forms and abilities of your trash character to help you explore different procedurally generated zones and cure the land to help let resin life thrive.
Infernal Cleaner was showcased. It's a spooky cleaning game that reminds me of Power Wash Simulator, where you scrub hell spotless. Blast blood specks off the ancient dungeon walls, scrub grime off the stairways to torture chambers. There's a type of hell here for everybody.
That sounds absolutely amazing.
It's wild. It's very spooky.
And in Aussie Bogan Hero, Daveo, a mullet-wearing, beer-loving legend, battles corporate goons and freaky creatures to reopen his pub and save Dusty Springs. Because sometimes it takes a legend in a singlet to save the day.
It's so Australian. The person narrating the video is very Aussie as well.
What is the charge?
A new bullet hell strategy game is on the way called Australia Did It, and it looks pretty chaotic and fun. Made by Rami Ismail, developer of Lufrazes and Ridiculous Fishing, the game has almost built a new genre, combining turn-based tower defense gameplay and bullet hell. They call it Tactical Reverse Bullet Hell.
You play as a mercenary escorting a train cargo shipment across a dried-out Atlantic Ocean filled with monsters using on-rail combat. It's published by a new label called Mystic Forge from founding members of Good Shepherd Entertainment and focuses on games with unique hooks. Although us Aussies are still waiting to find out what Australia did, as the trailer didn't give us a hint, what did we do, Rami? Maybe we're the reason why the water disappeared from the ocean. To be honest, we can't even win a war against emus, so what can we do?
It's such a great, weird part of Australian, Western Australian history.
It's
stupid.
Stardew fans, get ready, as it's been announced that Stardew Valley is getting a 1.7 update. It was revealed at the Stardew Valley concert that the developer, Eric Concerned A. Barone, let the cat out of the bag. It's quite funny though, as only a few months ago he said he didn't want to just be the Stardew Valley guy.
I really appreciate how they announced it on social media. Just something made in Paint or a similar app saying there will be Stardew Valley 1.7 update. Classic. He's said that there isn't a release date or estimate, but it is happening. In the meantime, he's working on a brand new game called Haunted Chocolatier, which is a little bit more combat focused. He said that the 1.7 update won't massively impact the timeline of his new game, as he now has a team that helps with Stardew Valley updates, and he's taken on a more of a creative director role for this big update. We can't wait to see what the new content will look like when it eventually hits Stardew Valley.
Agreed.
A charity bundle containing 382 games for just $8 has been released on itch.io in support of Palestine. Titled Play for Peace, Games for Palestine Charity, the bundle has already raised over $40,000 for UNRWA, also known as the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, for Palestine refugees.
From cozy narrative sims to action games and even an RPG about being a cow, this bundle contains it all. Even things like visual novel tools, tabletop experiences, and a remake of PictoChat for Windows are there too, which I'm super excited about. Grab that bundle on itch.io until the 22nd of September. More details about the upcoming LEGO Pokemon collaboration was leaked this week, and boy do I wish I had the money for it. In a post on the LEGO Leak Reddit page, there will be three different figures with a very big jump between them all when it comes to pieces and prices. The 587-piece LEGO set will reportedly be $60, which we're assuming to be in USD. The 2,050-piece set will be $200, and the 6,838-piece set LEGO will be $650, or about $1,000 Australian.
We have seen some photos of a LEGO Charizard, Mewtwo, and Snorlax floating around, but nothing has been confirmed just yet, although I would really like a Mewtwo LEGO piece. That would be amazing. The Reddit page has also reported that the sets will go on sale on the 1st of March next year, with a special 27th Feb pre-release for insiders. And as people online have noticed, the 27th of February is when the first Pokemon game was released, and next year will be their 30th anniversary. Can't wait to see what Pokemon officially get announced for the LEGO sets.
I'm hoping for Gengar, specifically. Ooh, that's my pick.
That would be so cool. I'd be down for that.
Happy. Massive Monster, the developers behind Cult of the Lamb, have commissioned a Cult of the Lamb puppet show during Melbourne Games Week. Hosted at the historic Abbotsford Convent by the company Golden Scissors Puppets, they say it will be an evening of visual thrills, eerie sensations, and strange delights.
The Cult of the Lamb puppet show plans to reinvent the game in puppetry, shadow, light, and sound with a unique twist of the grotesque and macabre, from the beginning of the Lands of the Old Faith to the Rise of the Lamb. It will be Cult of the Lamb as you've never seen it before. Tickets are limited, so make sure you do book early.
That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Out on the 10th is Machik 2, a magical, chaotic, roguelike survivor game where you play as a chicken. Craft your wand and develop your own magical build to become the most chaotic chicken on the battlefield, battling against hordes of hungry frogs. That's out on PC on Wednesday.
Also out on the 10th is Bubsy in the Perfect Collection. If you are feline nostalgic for some truly terrible games, this series explores the franchise's troubled history and enduring popularity. A playable history that includes games, artifacts, and interviews, what could possibly go wrong? Get it on PC, Switch, PS5, and Xbox Series X and S on Wednesday.
The highly anticipated Borderlands 4 is finally here, releasing on Friday. Get ready to break free and wreak havoc on the dangerous new planet in this mayhem-filled looter shooter. It looks to be as chaotic and intense as ever. That's out on PC, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Nintendo Switch 2 on the 12th.
And Garfield Kart 2, All You Can Drift, is out on the 11th. Play as one of 8 Garfield characters, including Nermal. as you race through an unhinged universe with different themed courses such as pirate, western, and detective. That's arriving on PC, Switch, PS5, and Xbox Series X and S on Thursday.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walk You by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name's Naomi Jackson. Thank you so much for listening.
If you like your videos vertical, we've been putting heaps up on our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. It's a really quick way to grab the top stories if you are already scrolling through. If you see them there, feel free to give us a heart and follow. We're at Sifter HQ on all of those platforms.
Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Kat John, Carl Poletto, Adam Christou, and Chris Button. Mitch Lowe is senior producer, and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer and script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.